Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast, Episode 19, the Holiday Episode. It's Friday, December 22nd, 2006, and this is episode 19 of the Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast. This week, I'll share my life so far with finals week, weird phone calls, saying goodbye, and shopping. Lots and lots of shopping. I also have reviews of the new Dan Cook Vicious Circle DVD, various virtual console games for the Nintendo Wii, and Happy Feet. I have some great holiday music to share with you, along with some great links. I also share some Christmas stories and traditions that I always share, as well as my New Year's resolution. All this and so much more this week on the Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast. And now, let's listen to the rest of the Hip Cola with Carol of the Bells, and we'll get on with the show.
Songs of good cheer, Christmas is here, on they stand, on without end, their joyful tone to every home. Hark how the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away, Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the bold. On they send, on without end, their joyful tone to every home.
Hello everyone and welcome once again to episode 19 of the Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast. I'm Silver Wolf and let's start this holiday special off with my life so far. Last week was the infamous finals week over at Benedictine University, and I was pretty busy throughout that entire week. Saturday and Sunday of that weekend, I was doing almost non-stop typing because I had a 3-page written critique and a 1-page summary of a famous 20th century speech due on Monday. So Saturday and Sunday I was just doing non-stop typing, typing for Monday. Then on that Monday, it was supposed to be a kind of a reading day, you know, kind of a studying to prepare, kind of a day off for all the students and faculty to prepare themselves for finals week. For the finals week, and also especially for Tuesday with the first day of finals. But my speech teacher had other plans for Monday. Since she doesn't really have a final plan for Monday, she had a class planned for Monday, and even though there wasn't really supposed to be any classes on Monday, she decided to do it anyway. I first thought was gonna be, we turn in our written critiques and we do our oral interpretations and then we can leave. That wasn't really the case. After we were all done with our oral interpretations, we had one small final lesson, and it wasn't really that big. It was probably about a half hour long, something like that. And after that, she said goodbye. It was great working with all of you, and you know, if there was any help, blah blah blah. All the goodbyes. And I went up to her, shook her hand, and said it was a pleasure having you, and all that other good stuff. And since I don't have finals the next day, all I did was just sit back, relax for my last chance to actually relax a little bit before I begin studying on Tuesday for finals. So Tuesday, I had no finals, but my friend did. My roommate. Well, I can consider him a friend. Yeah, he is a friend. I don't know what I'm thinking here. Too much eggnog. But anyway, on Tuesday, it was almost nonstop studying. Sunday was nonstop typing. Tuesday was nonstop studying because I had two tests the next day. I had a final at 8 a.m. at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I had another final at 6:30 at night. So pretty much throughout Tuesday, I did nothing but study for my American History final, which was the 8 a.m. final. Because that was probably gonna be one of the hardest ones I'm gonna have, because you know the way he sets up the test is, you know, it's pretty standard, but it's still pretty difficult. I mean, there's a multiple choice section, there's a vocab section where I have to write out at least most of the definition of certain terms. There's map identification, which was a breeze, and unlike the previous test, there was two essays, one that was worth 25 points and one that was worth 50 points. One was based off chapters 10 to 16 in the book that we had, and the other one was based off, the entire year. So I pretty much had to prepare for that test a lot. And that was pretty much it for Tuesday. I just studied, then ate, relaxed for a couple hours. And then that night was something that the school always does every single finals week. It's something called Snack Attack. It's a late night snack at 10 o'clock. And what it is that they serve up a free snack for all the students. You know, it's kind of taking a break from studying. And Tuesday was breakfast. I mean, they had bacon, sausage, scrambled eggs, pancakes, and maple syrup, and all that good stuff. It was really nice, and it was fun sharing with all a few friends of mine. And then I had to skip out earlier, around 10:30, because I had to get my sleep, because I hate waking up very early in the morning, especially for a class. So I went to sleep around 11 o'clock, which was a first in a long time. I usually stay up to midnight for throughout the rest of the year, but I digress. Wednesday was my first day of finals. I went inside the 8 a.m. class, 8 a.m. test, and did the test, did the best that I could, and I completed it within 45 minutes. Most of the tests I completed this week were all pretty much 45 minutes. Yeah, it was. All my tests I breezed through within 45 minutes. It wasn't really that difficult, even though I could take my time a little bit, but whatever. I finished up that test. I went up to my teacher, shook his hand, tell him thank you very much for this, for being the teacher and all this other stuff. And then I went back to my room and I started studying for my 6:30 p.m. test. And I looked through the all the tests that we had, because he said it, because my teacher said at the beginning of the year that all the test questions are going to be on future tests and quizzes and even the final. So all I did was study the test questions and the answers and even the PowerPoints a little bit, like the PowerPoint presentations they always does. I reviewed those, even a little bit of the last one that I missed last week because I was sick a few weeks ago, if you remember from last episode. And so yeah, I did that till about 6:20. Then I left my room and I went to the classroom to take the final. I then went out to my professor saying, I'm sorry I wasn't here last week, and I told him I had the stomach flu, and he said, oh, that's okay. A lot of people were sick last week anyway. I'm like, really? And he said, yeah, it was probably something going around, probably something involving Taco Bell, but yeah, he pretty much blamed a little bit the whole situation on Taco Bell. Pretty much everyone is nowadays. But anyway, I took the test. It was all multiple choice. I did my best on most of the stuff that I knew, except that last section, which I wish I should have studied more, but you know, I think the rest of the tests I did well. And then as soon as I left and I said thank you to the teacher, and as soon as I left, he told me that since you missed last week's quizzes, you got a zero on them. And I said, yeah, because I was sick. And then he told me you don't have to worry about them because I dropped the two lowest grades. So it was pretty much a nice break for me. So yeah, I told him thanks again, and I left my room, and I pretty much rested up for a little bit until I had to go back to the cafeteria for day two of Snack Attack. And I forgot to mention this, but the breakfast Snack Attack was not as crowded as I thought it would be, because it's usually pretty crowded, because the line of students usually reach all the way back to like the entrance of the cafeteria, when that's quite a distance. I think it's like about, oh, say 30 yards, something like that. I don't know. But Wednesday night was burgers and fries, so that's pretty much a fun one. And I left about as early as possible, and I stood in line, I waited patiently, and then of course I got my food because I was there early. And then about a half hour later, the line was long. Very, very long. I was lucky I was there early. But anyway, the next day, I should really stop clicking, but the next day was, Thursday. Yeah, it was Thursday. Once again, non-stop studying. But here's the thing. My roommate really wanted to leave this weekend because his finals were done. And what he has in his room, he bought this from a friend of his, was this gigantic 200-pound speaker for a car. I mean, this thing is huge. It, like I said, weighed 200 pounds, and I would assume that if you plug it into a car and you cranked up the bass, I think it might shatter the glass of a car. It's that big. Yeah, it is that big. It is that big. But anyway, and he wanted me to put it in my Explorer because it doesn't fit in his car. So what I did is that early in the morning, I went to my house and I picked up a two-wheel dolly. You know, things that that carry around boxes and all that. You know what I mean. And I brought that back to school with me. And we carried it to the car. And then I followed him all the way to his house in East Chicago. And that was quite a drive. I mean, on the expressway and then going to the suburbs of Chicago, then going to urban Chicago. And yeah, it was quite a drive. And he showed me his two new dogs that he has, especially this one German Shepherd that's probably about 4 months old by now. And it's a big puppy. It's a really big puppy. And I mean, since I can't lift anything over 10 pounds because of the operation I mentioned like near the beginning of the show. So he, along with a little bit of my help, he had to carry the whole thing up a flight of stairs, and it was no easy feat. I mean, it was a small stairwell. But anyway, he got it up there. He brought back to his house, and then we both went back to Benedictine to get the rest of his stuff. So yeah, after he got all the stuff, we said our goodbyes. We said our goodbyes, saying that we gotta hang out over winter so I can see you one last time before you leave, and all this stuff. And then he was gone. I was all alone. No one else was there except me and my betta fish. That's it. But other than that, I went straight. After about a minute of silence, I went back to studying like all these questions that the students submitted to my ed psych teacher, because it was one of our assignments. And also filling out this 64-question, 3-page study guide. And these questions for my religion class, this is religion. These were really, really hard questions to find because they're all in the book. And, you know, they're just really hard to search for. I wish he had, like, you know, clues of where we can find them. Like, you know, at least a page number. Or, you know, yeah, just at least a page number so we can find out where all these questions were. And I worked on that for quite a while. And, after that, I started studying it. And then all of a sudden, it was snack attack once again. And this time, it was ice cream sundaes. Oh, yeah. I got in the line, got there early once again because it does get crowded. And all they served was, you know, a nice small bowl of vanilla ice cream, and the faculty members put whatever toppings you want, you know, chocolate syrup, hot fudge, and nuts, and cookies, and M&Ms, and all this other good stuff, sprinkles, you know, all that other good stuff they put on a sundae. And then, you know, I sat down, I ate it, had one last snack attack with my friends, and then I went back to my room, started studying again. Until I had to go to sleep. Friday, this was the last day of finals. And 10 a.m., I went to my educational psychology room. I was also sick on the last day of that class, too. So I apologized to Charles in the hospital. That was when I was in the hospital with a really, with a... like a weird esophagus and all that. And I told her I was in the hospital, and she said, whatever, I hope you're... Oh, that's okay, I hope you're... good thing you're okay. And then I went back to my seat, and I started doing some last split-second studying. I took the test, did my best, went up to the teacher, and told her, thank you for being a teacher, you were great, and all this other stuff, and then I left. And then as soon as I went back to my room, I started studying for my religion final. But then I received a phone call, and it was my roommate saying, hey, I forgot something, I'm gonna come back and get it. And I thought, okay. He came back, and then he looked one last time around the room, got, you know, like some of the other stuff they forgot, and then he left again, and goodbyes and all that other stuff. So I went back to studying. Then at around 3:15, it was time for my religion final. The hardest final I was going to have. So I went in there, did last minute studying, took the final, did my absolute best, went up to the teacher, shook hands, and all this other stuff, and then it was done. Final weeks was over for me. I went back to my room, I screamed at the top of my lungs, and then I called a friend up, and I told him I was going to scream at the top of my lungs when I told him I was going to scream at the top of my lungs when I'm done with finals, and I screamed at him. And I told him, hey, I told you I was going to scream, so I screamed. And they said, hey, you want to go up to this guy's room and hang out with us? And I said, okay. So Friday, I went up to his room, we hung out, and we discussed what we were going to do. It took us a few hours, though, because we were thinking about it during dinner and watching Deal or No Deal. And I went back to my room. I sat down a little bit, played some games on my cell phone, watching Weird Al Yankovic's TV special, you know, which is a big advertisement for his album Straight Outta Linwood, which is a good album, by the way. And then I received another call, and it was Jason, who's the person I was talking to, and he told me, hey, we're gonna stay in Adam's room, who's another friend of mine. And we're just gonna watch Saw. So I said, okay. So I went up to his room. We had a couple donuts. We talked a little bit, and we watched the movie Saw. And during the middle of the movie, I received a phone call. And the weird thing was, the phone call had the restricted number, so. You know, like, you had to dial, like, a certain number, and the phone call, the caller ID will not pick up the ID because it's restricted. And I thought, oh, it's probably a telemarketer. So I picked it up, and then all of a sudden it was just static, and I couldn't hear anything. So I just hung up, and then a minute later, the phone rang again. Another restricted call. I picked up again, more static, and I thought I heard a little giggling in the back. Hung up. And then the whole cycle just kept on repeating every single minute. And then, weird thing is also my other friends were receiving the same calls too. We were all just freaking out a little bit. And the weird thing is, like, about 10 calls later, I received like 20 calls in an hour. 20 calls in an hour, which is insane. But, during, like, you know, one of the 10 calls, the person on the other line went, Newsall, which was the dorm room that I'm in. I'm like going, I hung up and I was like going, why say Newsall for? The phone rang again. And then it was same person saying, Newsall, 211, which was my room number. And I'm like going, is this Twan, who is my roommate? And then I called him back, and he said, no, he told me, no, it wasn't me. And while I was calling him, I was like going, like, the phone rang again, it was the same person. I'm like going, okay, I apologize, I thought you were the prank caller. I called my parents. I thought this guy was just, like, you know, a lunatic. Like, some sort of crazy guy that's been spying on me for all the rest of the semester. I called my parents, they're okay. And then All of a sudden, like, during the other calls, it was like going, I want you. I'm going to get you. I'm like going, okay, this is definitely getting weird. And then, at the 25th call, I had enough. I wanted to spend the last few hours with my friends watching a movie, and that's it. So what I did is that when he called again, I told him, hey, you know what, buddy? You know this call is being traced, and right now the police are at your door, are coming to your house right now. The person, you're probably one of the stupidest things you would ever say on a telephone. And no, I do not know this guy, and this guy is probably acting crazy. He said, I'm going to kill you. After that, I freaked out. I just freaked out, and I ran downstairs. I ran to 211, I looked everywhere, searching for, like, some guy under the bed or some knife or something, It was clean. And then I ran downstairs to the lobby, and there should be a person at public safety, like from public safety there. I ran to the guy from public safety saying, "You know what, there's this guy that's been calling me for about an hour and a half, and he says he's going to kill me." The public safety officer called another public safety officer to come down to Newsall and to, you know, write up a police report. He came to the door. I told him the whole story, and then he told me that he had nothing to worry about. The doors are locked, and the only way he can get in is with a key. And, you know, all this other stuff, and I just go, okay, at least I'll be fine. And then he told me, it's probably just a prank. It's probably just a guy being a jackass. And I thought, you know what? Jason does leave his door unlocked, and he left his cell phone in his room. It was probably some guys from Jaeger, which was my old dorm room, you know, picking up the phone and just dialing random numbers and freaking me out. So, you know, so then after that, I relaxed a little bit. I went back up to my friend's room, and then we watched an episode of Tales from the Crypt, because one of my friend's roommates has a couple Tales from the Crypt DVDs, and we watched an episode called The Secret, which was a really fun episode to watch. And then after that, it was like about 3 a.m. I had to get up in the morning, start packing up. So I said my goodbyes to everyone and, you know, tell them I might see you tomorrow, maybe not. And then I went back downstairs. I slept. So the next morning, I woke up and got ready to go, packed everything up. And all it is, I just got to wait for my parents to come by and help me move everything out. So Saturday was just, you know, nonstop walking around and moving everything out. And I was also saying goodbye to all my other friends. And, you know, it was pretty much a really sad day for me because I don't know if I'm going to see him again. And, yeah, it was just a really sad day for me moving everything out. Till there was pretty much nothing left except a empty desk with a chair and an empty bed with a mattress. So pretty much right now my room in Newsall is just completely empty until a new roommate comes in. But then after that, we just moved everything back into my house, and I had to go out again because the EB Games, where I picked up the Nintendo Wii, they had one Virtual Console controller left, or the Classic controller. So I went to that store probably for the last time, and I picked up the Classic controller, and I tried it out with F-Zero, which I'm going to review in a little bit. And it's a pretty nice controller. It's really comfortable. It feels just like a Super Nintendo controller, and it's just really nice. It's just a really nice controller. Then Sunday and Monday, you know, I was just sitting back, relaxing, playing video games, listening to podcasts, and all this other stuff. Tuesday was pretty much a really busy day for me because I had to go shopping. I had to go shopping for my brothers for their gifts, so I drove out to Oak Brook. I went to a bookstore and I went to Best Buy and I got all their gifts. And, you know, traffic was pretty hectic, so the stores were pretty hectic too, so this is something I would expect from the last week, before Christmas and all this other stuff. And I'm definitely not going back out shopping today. Oh God. I can imagine what it all is. But whatever. After I went shopping, the next day I went. Actually, you know what? I'm trying to gather my thoughts once again. Actually, you know what? Tuesday was also the day that I also went to see Happy Few with my grandparents. So Tuesday also, before I went shopping, I went to see Happy Feet with my grandparents, and it was a really nice movie. I'll give a full review of it in a little bit, and you know, it was just really nice to spend some quality time with my grandparents before Christmas and seeing a movie with them. And you know, it's something that I always love to do with them. You know, just going to a movie theater, seeing a really nice movie, and you know, just having a little fun with them. Then I went shopping, and that was it. Wednesday, I went back. I went out shopping once again because I wanted to get something else for my brother, because he's getting a Nintendo. I'd rather not say it out here because he might be listening. But I went to get something else for my brother, and then that was pretty much it. That was pretty much Wednesday all in a nutshell. And I also tried calling my friends too, see if they're in town, but unfortunately they're not till after Christmas. So yesterday, Thursday, that was pretty much it. I just bought something else for my brother. And today, tomorrow, it's pretty much gotta be, you know, for the rest of the week, it's probably gotta be, you know, relaxing, wait for Christmas, going to parties, and all this other stuff. So that's my life so far, and currently my throat is dry right now. So we're gonna take a little break, and during this little break, enjoy this song by Joel Kopisky. I hope I got that name right, with a parody called Christmas in the Sun. And there you go. That was Christmas in the Sun by Joel Kopisky. I wish I should have studied that name before during the song. But anyway, let's move on to some reviews. First off, I got Dane Cook, Vicious Circle, the 2-disc DVD. It's a DVD set based off an HBO special that Dane Cook had. And what it was a stand-up show. And what's unique about it was actually a theater in the round. And what it was that you got the entire Boston Garden in Boston, of course. And in the center of it all was this gigantic circle with the Superfinger, or the Su-Fi, as Dane Cook would call it. And what it was that Dane Cook did this entire stand-up in the round. And, you know, it was pretty unique how he did it. And it was funny. He talks about, you know, crying, you know, and all sorts of other cool stuff. It was really funny. And this hour and a half long special, and it was really funny, and it was a really neat show. I really liked it. And even though this DVD also lacks some special features, like, you know, lacks a ton of special features, but once again, this is just a stand up. But the special features are really cool. Besides a teaser for an upcoming DVD by HBO called Dane Cook's Tourgasm, which was his little show they had on HBO. Also, there was something called the Boston Cook Party featurette, which is kind of like a little documentary on how this whole event was created and some behind-the-scenes stuff. And even the announcer going around the arena and talking to people and giving away free front row tickets. Now, if I wish something like that would happen next time we go to a concert or something like that, that would have been really cool. But yeah, that was a really nice featurette. And the other featurette that was on the second disc, all these features are on the second disc. The big special feature is called the 2-hour Dangerous edition of the concert. It's the same show, except that, you know, it's just an extended cut, like some stuff that they couldn't put on, even stuff they couldn't put on HBO, or, you know, it ran a little bit too long, so they just cut some of the stuff out. And it was really nice. It was really nice to check out some of the special outtakes that they had. But what was really annoying is that when they're gonna show an outtake, they show the Superfinger in the lower right hand corner of the screen. It was okay to show, like, you know, where the outtakes were, but it was a little bit annoying. But, you know, it's easily ignorable because you don't really miss much. But still, it's a really nice DVD. If you're a fan of Dane Cook and, you know, if you're a fan of Dane Cook and you love his comedy, back in the day, which was a Wednesday, by the way. Okay, I'll stop. All right, it's a little Dane Cook reference there, but this is a really nice DVD. It was an awesome concert. I recommend it. And so yeah, check this out. It's a really nice DVD. Also, this is something I just forgot to mention in the previous show. All right, not previous show, in the opening, is that while I was playing Christmas in the Sun, I was finishing up a game called Sam and Max Episode 2, Situation Comedy. And this is just, and once again, Sam and Max back in another episode on GameTap. And this one's that, and I remember reviewing the original Sam and Max episode, the first one, Episode 1, Culture Shock. And this game is pretty much the same. I mean, you still got puzzles, it still has the same great comedy, and it's still relatively short. I beat it within a matter of a few hours. But still, it's really nice. It's definitely worth buying GameTap for, or just buying it separately through the Telltale Games website. But still, it's really nice. It's a really nice download. It's really fun, really challenging sometimes, and, you know, it's just fun. It's really funny, especially the parodies of, American Idol and cooking shows and game shows and even a sitcom where these two roommates have to hide something from the landlord. But still, it's really nice. I give it an 8.5 out of 10. It's really nice, even though it's short and sometimes the puzzles are a little bit too challenging. But still, it's a really nice addition to GameTap, and I'm definitely looking forward to Episode 3. Now that that's out of the way, let's move on to some virtual console games, and of course, and along with the Wii itself. So far, I've downloaded and I purchased and downloaded 5 virtual console games: Donkey Kong, Bonk's Adventure, F-Zero, and Alien Crush. Anyway. As I was saying, I downloaded Donkey Kong for the NES, Bonk's Adventure for the TurboGrafx-16, Bomberman 93 for the TurboGrafx-16, Alien Crush for the TurboGrafx-16, and F-Zero for the Super Nintendo. Now, since these games are retro games, I cannot really think about giving a score for these things because they're all retro, and, you know, I've been playing next generation games for so long, it's pretty hard to judge retro games now. But I'll just give out like a little recommendation, like, and also Nintendo will try to sell the best games that were released for the system, so I'll just like review them as not recommended, recommended, highly recommended. The first one I downloaded and purchased and downloaded, was Donkey Kong for the NES. You know, it's a really nice small game, perfect time waster. Not an exact emulation of the arcade, but still like the transfer from arcade to home console back in the 80s and somewhat early 90s, you know, it was kind of difficult because they really want to stress people come to the arcades to get the true experience. But still, it was a really nice. It's a really nice small game, and even though it is missing one of the levels from the arcade, it's still really nice. And you know, I would just recommend it for those who are fans of Donkey Kong. And if not, you don't have to. I just somewhat recommend it. The next game is Bonk's Adventure for the TurboGrafx-16. And it's pretty much a platformer like Mario. You bash enemies with your skull, and you just travel across these vast, really nice landscapes back in the caveman era or something like that. And it's just a really nice platformer. It's really fun, has nice music, and it's just really entertaining. I definitely recommend this game. In fact, it's probably one of the best games that was released on the TurboGrafx-16. Yeah, it is. It's a really nice game, really nice addition, and yeah, it's definitely a really good game. I highly recommend it. Next up is Bomberman 93 for the TurboGrafx-16, and this is just classic Bomberman all the way. It's, you know, you got your somewhat bird's eye view, and you walk around this landscape planting bombs, getting power-ups, and destroying all these enemies. And also with the 5-player multiplayer and the story mode, and, you know, just playing the game, it's just really fun. Classic Bomberman. I also highly recommend this. I just highly recommend it. Next up is Alien Crush for the TurboGrafx-16, and also this was pretty fun. It's just simply pinball, but with a really nice alien theme to it, kind of like Alien was pretty big, and Aliens and Aliens 3, and you know, all those alien movies were kind of big, and it's a really nice design table with all those sorts of bumpers and aliens crawling out but still, it's a really fun game. It's pinball, just simply pinball, but it's a lot of fun. I recommend it. You definitely gotta check this out. And finally, since I just got the classic controller, I can finally play certain Genesis games and SNES games and Nintendo 64 games. And the first one I downloaded was probably one of my favorite Super Nintendo games of all time, which is F-Zero. And when I first saw F-Zero, I thought, I gotta get this game. And I did. And it's so much fun. It's fast. It's challenging. And, you know, and it, even though it's like, you know, the one of the first F-Zero games, it's still really fun to play. And you got all these jumps, and you got these turbo boosts, and you got these guys like bashing each other for pole position. It's it's just a really fun game. And if you have the Classic Controller, you gotta get this. I highly recommend it. And yeah, it's just really, really fun. So yeah. And with the Wii console so far, with the two latest additions, the Forecast Channel, and just released today, the Internet Channel, so far the Wii is definitely looking out to be a really great system. I love the Forecast Channel is really fun. You know, check on the weather in your area, and areas across the around the world, and even in Antarctica. And you know, it's just really fun to check out the weather everywhere, check out the times, and all this other cool stuff. And I also just downloaded the Internet Channel, and even though it's just a demo version of the of that channel, it's still really cool because you got the Internet right there. The Wii mode is your mouse, and also from the get-go is it's Flash enabled, so now you can watch and play your favorite Flash cartoons and your favorite Flash games. And I've been playing a couple games with I've been playing a couple of Flash games with the Nintendo Wii, and it's really fun. And so far, to my knowledge, there are two really great websites that have a collection of Wii Flash games. You got WiiCade.com, and you also got AlbinoBlackSheep.com. These two websites have a great collection of very fun games that are perfect for the Nintendo Wii. And yeah, I'll put these links up on my blog at mew345.blogspot.com. I'm going to take another little break right now, but during this break, check out this little nice audio clip that I got once again from Peeper Radio Theater. And it's just it's a German singing the 12 Days of Christmas, but with a nice little twist to it. Check it out.
Hello, Herr Braithwaite here. What for to share with you, in musical format, are the wonderful gifts I've received this year. To that endings, I present the 12 Days of Xmas. Already in progress. On the 12 Days of Christmas, my true love sent to me
12 drummers drumming.
Oh, in my head!
11 pipers piping.
Oh, my ears!
10 loves are leaping.
They are leapings on me!
9 ladies dancing.
Would any of you ladies like a date with a German? Geben Sie mein Frei Lederhosen. Yo!
8 maids are milking.
Oh, poor Braithwaite is lactose intolerant.
7 swans are swimming.
Oh, swans are mean birds. Yay!
6 geese are laying.
Cholesterol.
5 golden rings.
No! Those were very large rings.
Some skunks are spraying.
What? I don't remember this one. Mein Gott in Himmel! That stinks!
4 calling birds.
Hello? The birds, get off my phone! I have very few minutes in my plan.
3 French hens.
Well, that's just weird.
2 turtles.
Oh, dear.
2 turtle doves.
What's with all the birds? Who do my friends think I am? Some sort of bird-loving type man-person?
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Oh, glad that's over. Now, what am I going to do with all these birds? They're going for my eyes! What a terrible Xmas for Braithwaite! I just wanted world peace!
And a partridge in a pear tree.
You know what? Now that I think about it, why so many birds during the 12 days of Christmas? But whatever. Let's move on to some links of the week from the 365 wacky websites calendar from Page Day Calendars. And speak of which, it's running thin. This thing is Paris Hilton thin. I mean, very thin. I mean, it's like only just a few more days left till the end of the year, and then I had to get a new calendar and all that stuff. But anyway, let's move on to these links. First off, PatrickBorelli.com. That's PatrickBorelli.com. And this is a really small webpage, but what it is, it's actually just like some flash movies of certain dances, like the Electric Spider, the Arm Dance, and the Candlepin Fetus. These are just really fun dances to do, and you know, these are just some nice unique dances they can do during the office Christmas party, or whatever party you're about to go to that involves dancing. So check this website out. It's really funny. It's a really funny website with some nice step-by-step instructions on how to do some of these dances. Next up is, I think a lot of you probably heard about this website, but it's stupidvideos.com, and it's a huge collection of all these stupid viral videos of, you know, parodies and people getting hurt, and also probably a lot of Christmas stuff too. So you definitely gotta check this out, and you know, it's just a bunch of viral videos, and if you're a fan of viral videos, just check it out. It's right there. Also, this is a really fun website. It's called DAFE.org, or the Dark Ride and Funhouse Enthusiast site. And it's just like a list of every single dark ride attraction, from Pirates of the Caribbean to all these other great rides there, not just in Walt Disney World and Disneyland, but also around the world. And for those of you who don't know what a dark ride is, it's simply you sit in a little car and you drive around this entire house or probably just an entire studio or whatever, and you're completely in the dark and there's a lot of black lights and all you see is just like, you know, all these figures dancing or things coming out to scare you, and you know, they're really fun rides to go on. I mean, you're just sitting back and you're relaxing. And what's thrilling about it is that you're completely in the dark. You don't know what's going on. All that you see is just like all these, neon colored figures popping out. And you got the sound effects and the music and all this other cool stuff around you. So just check out DAFE.org for a complete list of all these. And it has a bunch of Disney stuff too. So definitely check it out. And this next one is www.ringophone.com, /tallornot.swf, which is a shockwave file. And what it is, it's just like all you have to do is just type in your height, and they compare you to numerous celebrities like Al Pacino, Triple H, The Rock, Kathleen Turner, Steven Spielberg, all these celebrities, and see how well you stack up to these people, and even famous presidents like Abraham Lincoln. So yeah, it's a really fun, nice little activity to check out, and who knows, you might be just about as tall as Michael Jordan, or some other guy, or girl, or whatever you want to compare yourself to. So yeah, these four links plus WeCade.com and AlbinoBlackSheep.com, along with Great Flash Games. It also has a bunch of great movies and has downloadable music and, you know, all this great stuff. It's a really, really fun website. So check out these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 websites and he'll probably keep you busy for quite a while, even during the holidays. And so yeah, that's just about it for all the links. And now, usually near the end of the show, I talk about, you know, some other stuff, but and rant a little bit, but this time I really want to talk about some of my, you know, Christmas stories and traditions I always do. Like, every year, we always have two parties on Christmas. We have one on Christmas Eve, and we have one on Christmas Day. Christmas Eve, for a few years, like, before I was in, till I was in middle school, I always had this nice little feast at my grandmother's house. And we always go to my grandmother's house, and we have a nice dinner, and after dinner, we open up presents given out by one another, and it's just a really nice time, and speaking of which, I think I remember two of these, but twice, my aunt brings this gingerbread house that we were going to eat later, and I think my cousin saw this, but we just thought, you know, take like a bunch of knives and just smash the heck out of that thing. And every year we kept on doing this. We just kept on hacking away at that gingerbread house. And even I remember my cousin, like the chimney is covered, like, you know, with gingerbread. He just takes his knife and just goes up through the chimney with lots of toys. Smash. Yeah. It's always so much fun to smash like that gingerbread house. We don't do it anymore, but you know, it was really fun. I was a little kid, and once again, it's just really fun. And some of my favorite gifts are given away on Christmas Eve. Like, I received this Battle Vision playset where, you set this down in front of a TV, you play a video, and you get to play along. You get to fire all these missiles and guns and lasers at the TV screen. It's so much. It was such a fun toy. I still have it, but I haven't really pulled it out in a while. But still, it was a really, really fun toy. So I wish they haven't discontinued it. It was so much fun. And also, like, that was pretty much one of the cool things about Christmas Eve is that I love going to my grandmother's house, and I love opening up presents just a day before Christmas and getting some cool cool toys that I can play with before Santa comes. But we don't celebrate at my grandmother's house anymore because, she just doesn't want to have any more of the hassle of, you know, cooking some things and all this other stuff, so we decided to move it to my aunt's house. It's still the same tradition. We eat dinner, we open up presents, and, you know, we just chat. And also, right now, we also watch 24 Hours of a Christmas Story as well. Like, you know, TBS or TNT always has, like, 24 Hours of Christmas Story, and we just played that once or twice, and it's so much fun to watch that movie. It's a really fun movie to watch, especially during Christmas. The next day, Christmas Day, actually, no, wait, before I forget, that night, before me and my brothers go to sleep, my mother, she always brings out this very thin, yet very old and delicate Christmas book, which is the night before Christmas, and she always reads it to us in my bed before we all go to sleep. And, you know, I don't know if we're still gonna do it this year, but it's so much fun. I'm with my brothers, and we're reading the night before Christmas, just before we go to bed, and just waiting for Santa, and all this other fun stuff. It's so much fun. And I think one night on Christmas Eve, I woke up for some reason. I don't know why, but as soon as I was walking downstairs, I swear I saw Santa. I swear. You probably think I'm crazy, but I swear I saw Santa. I saw, like, you know, his beard and his red suit downstairs, and this is true. I was like a little kid, and then, like, even though I should not be doing this, I just crept downstairs a little bit, looked through, and I believe I saw Santa Claus down there. And before he turned around, I just went back up to bed, thinking, okay, oh, I got to sleep. I don't want Santa to see me awake and all that stuff, because he knows when I'm sleeping. Ah! But anyway, that was years ago, and right now, every single Christmas morning, even though my dad used to tape record this, but not anymore. Every morning, I'm usually the first one up because, you know, I always love Christmas and I always love getting gifts. I'm usually the first one up now, and I just grab all, like, you know, all the stuff from, like, you know, the Christmas tree, like, underneath the Christmas tree and in the family room, and what I do is that I look at the name tags and I pile everything up according to family member, and we always sit at a specific spot every single year. My mom will always be at the table. My dad will be at his big leather chair that we have. My brothers will be at the couch, and I'll be on the floor, like in the corner, with everybody looking. And since I'm the youngest, I'm usually the first person to open up gifts, and I always love this. I always love being the first person to open up my gifts. It's so awesome. It was awesome. And I always get some of the coolest stuff that I always wanted for Christmas, like board games and these toys and these Lego figures. And, jeez. Man, it's so much fun. And also, every single year, I usually catch the Walt Disney World Christmas Day Parade. That's a tradition that I really want to keep up throughout the entire year, or even recording it and then watching it later, because watching that Christmas parade with Regis Philbin or with Kathy Lee Gifford and all these other celebrities is so much fun to watch. And also this year too, it's definitely going to be really fun to watch. I mean, you got Regis and Kelly. I don't really care about Ryan Seacrest, but whatever. But you also got Andrea Bocelli there, who is an excellent opera singer. And it's got to be so much fun. It's always so much fun to watch that Christmas special. And then afterwards, we usually go to my aunt's house for Christmas dinner. But now we always go to my house for Christmas dinner, you know, just to show off what we got in some cases. But I remember every time we go to my aunt's house, I knew it was my uncle that I was told my uncle did this, but he always just comes down the stairs and he's almost like the Santa Claus from Def Jam sometimes. I mean, he's clean, but on occasion he can be a little he can be a little iffy sometimes, but it was so much fun to watch my uncle do the best set. It was so much fun. It was crazy. He was so crazy whenever he is Santa. He doesn't do it anymore, but it was so much fun. And, you know, we always love making fun of him for doing it, and it was just plain crazy. Oh, jeez. Anyway, I gotta get my thoughts together. Anyway, while I get my thoughts together for my New Year's resolution and, you know, closing out this show, I just want to play one song that I thought that, you know, that the title is a wish that, you know, we all have. It's called If Every Day Were Christmas by Slaw, S-L-A-U. I'm sorry if I mispronounced your name, but this is a fantastic song, and it really, you know, really speaks to every one of us, because, you know, you never want Christmas to end, yet Christmas, like, right now, days are just flying by, and, you know, I just don't want Christmas to end. I just want it to last just 1 hour longer, or some time longer, and, you know, but what do you gotta do? You have to wait another 365 days, so. But still, just enjoy this song, and I'll see you when we're done.
First winter snow outside my window. Feels like that time again to me. For mistletoe, a Christmas show, and the lighting of that famous Christmas tree. people are shopping for their loved ones and making plans for Christmas feast. But it all goes by in the blink of an eye, and then we have to wait another year. But what if every day were Christmas? What a wonderful world this would be. We would never feel blue. We'd make all our dreams come true if Christmas were every day. This time brings out the good in people. Just look around now and you'll see. Everybody's nice and full of life, and they give to those who are in need. But what if
if every day were Christmas. I mean, once again, spending time with family and friends and watching television, watching all these great television specials like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, all this stuff. I just wish it was every day. But anyway, also, since the next episode, it's not going to be till next year, maybe I'd rather spend this time to talk about my New Year's resolution. Since, well, a few more days, it'll be New Year's Eve, and it'll be a brand new year, clean slate, 2007, and, you know, all this good stuff. My New Year's resolution, to be honest, it'll just be one thing. Do the best dang job I can do at Walt Disney World. This is a resolution that will definitely last longer than 5 minutes than my other previous resolutions did. You know, you always have this resolution that you promise you're gonna keep throughout the rest of the year, but you know, 5 minutes later, after like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, maybe a day later, it's broken. That is it. It's done. Jeez Louise. All these crazy New Year's resolutions that people. Hey, I'm going to lose weight by February. Good luck. But anyway, that's my New Year's resolution. Doing the best dang job I can do at Walt Disney World next year. and also do the best podcast I can pull up. So yeah, those are pretty much my resolutions throughout the year. And with that, I think that'll do it for this show. I just want to wish you all the happiest of holidays, no matter what religion you believe in, no matter which holiday you celebrate. I hope they're happy and completely filled with joy, and I hope you all have a wonderful new year. Don't drink too much, because trust me, being drunk on New Year's Eve is just not a great way to bring in the new year. But anyway, I hope you all had the best holidays. If you want to email me, you can email me at silverwolf2006@gmail.com. Make sure it's subjected to podcast. You can check out my blog with all the links and information on the show at mew345.blogspot.com. Through there, you can check out the My Chingo link, where you can leave a message up to 2 minutes length. It'll be played on the show. You can check out my Flickr page at flickr.com/photos/silverwolfphotos. You can check out my MySpace page at myspace.com/silverwolf2006. All the music from this show comes from the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. And also, this podcast is listed on great sites such as iTunes. Please leave a comment and ignore that 2-star review that guy made. You can check. I'm also on Podcast Pickle, where you can save me as a favorite. I'm also on blueberry.com, where you can leave off the E's for savings. That's blueberry.com, blubrry.com. And other than that, once again, I hope you all have a wonderful holiday season. Have a safe trip wherever you're going. Have a wonderful new year, and I will see you in 2007 with episode 20, which is the Hello 2007 / Goodbye Chicago episode. Yes, the next episode is my last episode here in Chicago. So, yeah, I will see you all next time on the SWABP, the Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast. So, I probably should not end it that way, but whatever. Have a happy holiday, and here's one last song for you. It's by Lee Harris, called Merry Christmas, Wherever You Are. See you next year. You're only a memory.
you're a star and I wish you were here. It's not the same without you here.
Daddy, Daddy! Teacher said whenever a podcaster releases a podcast during the Christmas season, an angel gets his wings!
Your teacher's full of